We're continuing our look at Acts chapter 26, verses 9 through 12. Let's pick up at verse 11, where Paul says this to King Agrippa II. I frequently had them punished in the synagogues, and I tried to make them blaspheme. Well, under the Mosaic law, blasphemy against God was punishable by death. That's what Leviticus 24:16 tells us. And that injunction carried over to the New Testament. It was this deadly accusation that the Pharisees made even against Jesus himself. So what is Paul suggesting when he says that he tried to get these members of the way to blaspheme? Some suggest that Paul was trying to coerce these believers to deny Jesus was the Messiah. Of course, others had situations where they went off the rails and became antagonists even in the Corinthian churches. In 1 Timothy 1, 19 through 20, Paul writes, hold to the faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected and so have suffered shipwreck with regard to the faith. Among them are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan to be taught not to blaspheme. Others believe that Saul was attempting to make Jewish believers deny that Jesus was the Messiah. In other words, it wasn't just to make them blaspheme God, but to reproach Jesus as both a deceiver and an imposter. There's a striking historical parallel found in Pliny's letter to Trajan. There, Christians were urged to call upon the gods, to worship the emperor, and to blaspheme Christ. There is another layer, of course, to this act of blasphemy. In 1 Corinthians 12:3, Paul is dealing with order in the churches, especially related to the use of spiritual gifts such as glossolalia, speaking in tongues, and prophecy. He tells them, I want you to know that no one speaking by the Spirit of God will curse Jesus, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Notice that phrase, curse Jesus. There's a very real parallel to this in Galatians 3:13, which says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a pole. While Paul used this verse from Deuteronomy 21:23 as an encouragement that the Gentile believers were not compelled to add to the Jewish dietary laws and circumcision to their New Testament experience of salvation, there is another side to that verse. The Mosaic law put anyone who was executed and had their body displayed on a tree as a warning under a curse. This was a major stumbling stone to faith in Jesus for both first century Jews and our own era. Believing that Jesus' death on Calvary put him under God's curse, they flatly deny that he is the Messiah. In doing so, they have missed the whole point of Calvary. There, God did indeed put the curse of sin and death on Jesus so that it could be removed from us. So, Paul was trying to get these Messianic Jews to not only recant their faith in Jesus, but to profess that he was cursed. What would be the result? Until they repented, they could not participate in the benefits of the cross. That's the real danger that is expressed in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 through 6, which speaks of them being impossible for those who have been enlightened, who have tasted of the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted in the Word of God, if they have fallen away. We'll come back to that next time on Verse by Verse.